Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. We have taken your favorite anatomy and physiology textbook. We've turned it to the back. We go into the index and we go one by one through all of those terms. And we are on the letter A.
Still first letter.
That's right. And what's today's topic?
Asinus.
Asinus.
This what is it? The term itself is Latin for berry.
Right.
Okay. In the singular part of the word. If you would go plural, it's asini.
Okay.
Okay.
So berry because of the way it looks way it tastes.
Basically. appearance.
Okay.
Okay. So basically it refers to any cluster of cells. Specifically, this is going to be epithelial cells.
All right.
And if you want to get super specific, it's going to be
exocrine.
Can you explain quickly that?
I would love to. exocrine is tissue.
Yeah.
Or cells that release some sort of fluid or substance into ducts or tubes.
Okay.
Which is different to endocrine, which releases basically cells and tissues that release, again, substances, but into the bloodstream.
Bloodstream, yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, so asinus, berry-shaped cells of the epithelia that release substances into tubes.
Yep. And so when we look at epithelia, this could be like a surface plane of cells, right? Now, if you get an invagination where it kind of goes into the body, let's say.
Like a pit,
perfectly. Yeah. So in that pit where you may have the secretion of chemicals at the bottom of the pit, it has to get released at the bottom part and move all the way up to the top surface again.
Okay.
So that invagination would be an exocrine portion of that epithelial tissue. Does that make sense?
So if we're in a well, it's almost as though the water produced at the bottom of the well is going to bubble up to the top, and that's the asinus cells at the bottom.
And so when you look at these exocrine glands, they could be things in the stomach, which is a bit like the stomach pits. Yeah. You could have sebaceous glands, which produce oil for the skin, salivary glands.
Pancreas,
mammary glands. So these are all exocrine glands.
Yeah.
And so with the exocrine glands, because they have an invagination, which can be more complicated. It can be fairly simple, like we explained, just like a invaginated
well,
but it could be branched and it could be compound, but essentially the same structure.
Like sebaceous are a bit more complex, aren't
they? They're coiled.
Yeah.
And so what the difference is there's two parts to this invagination. There's the ductal part, which is the part that kind of just transfers it. And then there's the part that produces it. So that's the secretory part.
Okay.
Okay. Now in the secretory part, if it is rounded at the bottom.
Like a bulb?
It's essentially an asinus.
Okay. So if it's not rounded at the bottom, not asinus.
Tubular.
So that's the difference.
That's the difference.
Okay. So tubular cells.
They're still secretory, but it's just their appearance isn't grape-like.
Gotcha.
Once it becomes grape-like, it's an acinus.
Okay. And so acinus then is a term. It's a general term. It's not – this isn't – it tells you nothing about the location. Just tells you about
– yeah, the appearance.
It's about the histology more so than anything.
Yeah, that's basically right. Okay. So if you look at the pulmonary acinus or acini, it's basically the respiratory bronchial going into the alveoli duct, the alveoli sac, and the alveoli. So all of that structure together is the pulmonary acinus.
Gotcha.
And that's all the bottom end of the respiratory tract. So all the rest, presumably, could be considered kind of like a duct.
Okay, quack, quack.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so when it could go wrong is cancer. So carcinoma is basically any tumor, malignant tumor, that's derived from epithelium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When it's glandular, it's adenocarcinoma.
Right.
Okay. And so then we could look at certain tissues that contain acini and how they could become cancerous. So we could look at the pancreatic cancer, and only about 1-5% of all pancreatic cancers actually derive from acini cells, and they actually call it acini carcinoma.
There you go.
And then you could look at the breast. Most breast cancers are ductal. So it's the duct cells, not the acini cells.
Right.
And only a few, or 7% of breast cancers being lobular cells, which are the acini part of the mammary gland.
Wow. There you go.
There we go.
It's acinus or acini.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.